The arts. Number one, a work of art, a work of music, a work of literature. Meaning, a painting, sculpture, book, play, piece of music, etc. Example, Shakespeare's plays are considered as one of the greatest works of literature in the English language. Two, the aesthetic qualities of something, meaning the qualities related to beauty and understanding the beauty of something. Example, one advantage of studying the arts is that students learn to appreciate the aesthetic qualities of paintings, literature, and music. Three, the portrayal of something or somebody, meaning the act of showing or describing something or somebody in a book, painting, play, or film. Example, in the past, the portrayal of women in art was often as possessions owned by rich men. 4. A private viewing, meaning an occasion when a few people are invited to look at an exhibition of paintings before it is open to the public. Example, paintings are sometimes considered as a form of investment, and art dealers arrange private viewings for art collectors to purchase works of value. 5. To be a connoisseur of, meaning an expert on matters involving the judgment of beauty, quality, or skill in art or music. Example, in order to enjoy beautiful paintings, it is not necessary to be a connoisseur of works of art. 6. A priceless portrait, meaning a painting of a person that is extremely valuable. Example, private art collections may sometimes include priceless portraits of kings or queens painted by famous artists. 7. To commission a work of art, meaning to officially ask somebody to paint a picture or compose a piece of music for you. Example, artists in the past often relied on wealthy people to commission paintings or music from them. 8. An art movement, meaning a group of artists who share similar ideas. Example, the creative aspect of art is demonstrated by the number of art movements over the centuries, including the Impressionists, the Romantics, and the Modernists. 9. A performance art, meaning a form of art in which the artist performs something rather than producing a physical work of art. Example, some tourist destinations offer performance art by actors to recreate events from local history, such as battles or local legends. 10. Funding for the arts, meaning the act of providing money for artists, writers, musicians, etc. Example, government funding for the arts encourages people of artistic ability to express their talent to the public. 11. A mixed funding model for the arts, meaning a model in which some money to support the arts is given by the government and some money is provided by private individuals or commercial organizations. Example, I would argue that a mixed funding model for the arts is the best way to support artists, musicians, and writers by combining public and provide funds and even donations. 12. The imposition of censorship, meaning the act of preventing something from being available to the public because it is considered offensive or a political threat. Example, I believe that the imposition of censorship is sometimes necessary to protect young people from exposure to pornographic writings or images. 13. To stage a play, meaning to organize and present a play for people to see. Example, it is important to encourage children to be creative. For example, by staging a school play or displaying their artwork on school open days. 14. a talented playwright, meaning a person who writes plays for the theater. Example, directors of theaters must encourage talented playwrights by staging their plays for theatergoers. 15. To appeal to audiences, meaning to attract or interest those who go to watch a play or film. Example, plays which deal with contemporary social issues are likely to appeal to audiences. 16. A literature festival, a book festival, meaning a regular gathering of writers and readers in a particular city, perhaps every year. Example, one way in which to attract tourists to a city is to stage an annual literature festival and invite well-known writers to attend. 17. Literary and artistic heritage, meaning the tradition of writing or painting that a country, city, or town has had for many years, distinguishing it as an important part of its character. Example, visitors to Britain can enjoy the rich literary and artistic heritage by going to such places as the birthplace of Shakespeare and the National Art Gallery in London. 18. To express oneself, meaning to communicate some ideas or emotion through speech, writing, painting, music, or some other form of art. Example, schools should encourage pupils to express themselves through art, music, or creative writing in order to stimulate their imagination. 19. Works of literary fiction, meaning types of literature which describe imaginary people and events, not real ones. Example, it takes enormous creativity to write works of literary fiction, and the greatest writers are rightly considered literary geniuses. 20. A literary genius, meaning a person with outstanding ability in writing. Example, although not every child will become a literary genius, it is still important for students to practice creative writing at school. 21. Street musicians, meaning people who play a musical instrument in the street to get money from passers-by. Example, street musicians are an entertaining feature of cultural life in many cities. 22. Genres of music, meaning particular types or styles of music. Example, different genres of music tend to be favored by different age groups, with classical music more popular among the elderly. 23. To take up a musical instrument, meaning to start to learn to play a musical instrument. Example, schools should encourage all those children who have an interest to take up a musical instrument. 24. Live music, meaning music that is not recorded. It is performed at the same time as people listen to it. Example, without funding from governments, it is doubtful whether live music would survive. 25. A concert venue, meaning a place where people go to listen to live music at an organized event. Example, cities offer many cultural attractions for music lovers, such as the Paris Opera. 26. A resident orchestra, meaning a large group of people who play musical instruments together in the same venue. Example, in most cities, a resident orchestra must receive a subsidy from the local authority in order to survive financially. 27. An opera house, meaning a dedicated building such as a theater or other venue in which the performers sing while the orchestra plays the music. Example, the financial costs of running an opera house are very high, and so ticket prices to see an opera are expensive. 28. Folk songs, meaning songs in the traditional style of a country or community. Example, traditional folk songs are part of the cultural heritage of a nation or region. 29. Popular music, meaning music of the type which is listened to by a large number of people with a strong rhythm and simple tunes. Example, it would be a pity if young people only listened to popular or pop music and had no knowledge of traditional folk songs. 30. To sing in a choir, meaning to sing in a group of people, for example, in a church or public performance. Example, one way that schools can encourage children to enjoy music is to give them an opportunity to sing in a school choir.